This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are talking to Regina Imbruglia. Fluoride Free Dallas. She's an activist at heart. She sees something wrong and she wants to fix it. And that's an unusual instinct nowadays in America. It used to be that land of the free, home of the brave. You know, that was America through and through. I mean, we got a real American on the line here, ladies and gentlemen. And we are very glad that she is. Trying, you are. Look, no matter what you do, Regina, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Pick something. Pick anything that you are interested in. We've made some flyers about the Second Amendment. We've made some about the Bill of Rights. We have Bill of Rights printed sheets. We got about vaccines. There's just a couple things. Just hand anything. Pick anything that you are interested in and is important to you or you think might be important to you. Learn a little bit. Put out a flyer and just hand it to people. Tell them somebody else wrote it. Say here, I saw this. What do you think of this? Tell them somebody else wrote it. Anything.
That's right.
Do something.
Get it out there. Do something. That's right. That's what we got to do.
Do something.
Don't give up. You never know when it's going to be critical mass. You never know what's going to be the thing that's going to make the difference. So keep going.
Well, since we're going on this topic, I mean, I want to get more into fluoride, but let me ask you, you're kind of at the heart of these kind of issues. Do you see a critical mass in America in the world of... Tell me about that a little bit.
No, I do. You know, like I had talked to you for about a minute earlier, and I do believe people know a whole lot more. They are awake. They are listening to shows like the Power Hour. But maybe they're not to the point of action, so you don't see maybe the physical aspect of it or the numbers, but it's definitely changing. You know, whenever there is a poll, like about fluoride or something, it's 70, 80, 90%. People say no fluoridation. Now, they're not out there fighting necessarily because a lot of times people are, they think it's not going to work, you know, and, they got other things to do. And plus, you know, it's life keeps you busy and it's hard to, what are you going to prioritize, you know? But people are waking up without a shadow of a doubt. I believe that wholeheartedly. Yes.
We've talked quite a few times. There's a, what would you call it, a sociological law or sociological theory that is pretty much law that we've seen, is that when you have a irate minority who was willing to proselytize, is immune to resistance, and will share all this information on a subject, doesn't matter what the subject is, like fluoride, that eventually the majority of the people, that will be the majority opinion. We may have seen this with fluoride, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Regina is just telling us.
I really do believe that. I mean, actually, you just do a test, anybody. Be in a grocery store. Okay, let me give a little example. Last year, towards the end of the year, a newspaper got on board with us, okay? And they did an article. Let me do an op-ed. And then I was just around asking people. I'd be in the grocery store or something. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, that's fluoride. I don't drink the water. Even I go to city council where the city council isn't listening, and I'll be sitting next to people, and I'll say, yeah, I'm going to talk about fluoride. Oh, yeah, I don't drink tap water. I drink, you know. So people are aware. They may not be activists yet, but I think it's coming. I think we're coming to critical mass on some of these things, and especially with other things that are happening, which you're going to mention in a minute. That it's going to and plus, too, people see everybody sick. I mean, we have a country that has – the most, every disease you want to come up with, our IQ of our people is lower than other countries. And so something's wrong, you know? And, you put poison in the water, you're going to have some problems. And we do. We have a lot of problems.
We're digressing here a lot, but we have time, Regina. I think this is interesting. I hope you do. I had a discussion. Okay, I had a discussion with my in-laws. We were visiting my wife's family, and again, I've said this many times. They're very medical. They got, you know, three or four nurses, maybe five nurses in one form or another, nurse, a couple dentists, a nuclear engineer, a pharmacist, a drug dealer, legalized drug dealer. So very, very medical, very, you know, the system works very well kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
And we were talking about, I asked the pharmacist, what grade would you give the medical industry? And he said, well, an A on practice, a D or an F on the bureaucracy and the insurance. He saw it from the insurance point of view. I said,
okay.
And then I went on and I talked about how people, I said, well, don't you see that people are getting sicker? Aren't people getting more and more sick? Our life expectancies are going down and all these things. So then my other brother-in-law, I mean, this turned, believe me, I was like, my wife and I were like up against the wall. We were like against the wailing wall and the invading hordes were coming against us.
Right.
And I said, don't you see the life expectancy is going down? Well, then the insurance brother-in-law who works in insurance and, you know, actuaries and that kind of thing said, well, actually, life expectancy in America has been going up. I said, no, it hasn't. Where are you getting this? He said, well, these are insurance actuaries and they're old. They're like 3 years old. The last 2 years, something unprecedented has happened in American history. For the first time ever. 2 years in a row, life expectancy in America has went down.
Yeah.
At the same time when all other developed countries, every frickin' one of them is going up.
I know.
Every single one.
Yep.
And you would have thought that I pulled my pants down right in front of them. That's how shocked they were, like I was speaking a foreign language or something.
Yep.
I mean, it was.
Well, even babies.
Something's going on.
You'd think in these other countries, you know, these babies, you know, birth deliveries and all that, surely we would be higher in this country, but we're not. Child mortality and all that is higher here than in some of these countries. Yeah.
We're lowest. No, Regina, let me be clear.
The lowest.
Let me be clear. Among developed countries.
Oh, my God.
Among developed countries, we are the lowest. We are the lowest among infant mortalities.
Yeah,
yes.
It's terrible.
Anyway.
Yeah, but let me tell you, because, you know, this Paul Connett, he has this new, a new campaign out there, and it's called Moms-to-Be, okay? Because mothers drinking the fluoridated water, it's very, very dangerous, and it's producing low IQs, and it's proven. A 12-year study came out just in September of 2017. It was a 12-year U.S.-funded study that was done by Purdue and Harvard and Mount Sinai and, I mean, all these big-name universities and stuff were involved with this study, and it showed that mothers drinking fluoridated water, having fluoride, because that was a discrepancy. In some countries, they have it in their salt or whatever. At the levels that we have in the Dallas water, 0.7 parts per million, could expect their child to have a decrease in their IQ of up to 7 points. That's big.
Mm.
And I brought that to the city council. I said, this is a big new, because what they like to poo-poo is everything. Well, you know, that study was done in Iran, or that study was done in China, or that study was done in India. The reason they do that, I know, they pick up, but the reason they do those studies in those countries is because there is no fluoride lobby over there. There's no dentist saying we need to keep it. It's naturally found really high in their water and in their earth and in their soil and all that jazz. And they're trying to find a way to get it out of these things, you know, so they can put the truth out about how bad fluoride is, you know. And here we have the American Dental Association, you know, lobbying for how it's so good. And over there, the truth can come out. Yet when those studies come out, the people in our country will say, oh, well, it came from China or it came from India. So it's kind of a circular kind of thing that we don't get headway here.
When you brought that up,
yeah.
When you brought that up to the council about this new study, relatively new study, what was their response?
Well, immediately they had their eyes open just a little bit, and then I went to the city manager and talked to him about it. And what happened was, they kind of noticed, because that's kind of a big thing. But what happened was the dental lobby came out with their rebuttal to it, and that's what they came out with. That's why I brought up the fact of it's in salt. They said, well, you know, in these were mothers in Mexico, and you know, in Mexico, they have it in their salt. What difference does it make? The whole idea was the mothers had it in their body and that it went to the babies, you know? But they, and all they did was they had their one-liner out there, and that's what they do. They get the one-liner, and that's all they repeat. And since the media is totally controlled in Dallas, they will not do anything. And listen to this, Daniel. In all the years we've been doing it, 5 years, they will have town halls. They will have input from, they call them stakeholders, you know, in other words, people are being, you know, affected by their decisions. Not one survey has gone out, not one town hall in 5 years. So their strategy is don't comment, don't have it go in the news, just don't make a face, you know, and it'll just keep moving on. And it's worked, you know, so that the debate isn't out there and that they, you know, don't have to see the response from the people. Sickening.
We're coming on a break again.
Okay.
I love you for what you're doing, Regina, by the way.
Tell me about
some of the other studies of fluoride. What does fluoride do? We got about a minute or so. First of all,
only 50% leaves your body. Okay? So it stays in your body and it calcifies. That's why you have bone issues, okay? And that's why you have your pineal gland gets calcified. And, you know, it's an endocrine disruptor. So that means it affects all kinds of your body. You know, all your thyroid gland and blood sugar levels and your brain, you know? I mean, it's a poison. It's a total poison. It kills rats, right? That's what it was used for, rats and bugs, and it still is. And it's so it does no good in your body. There is no good. And just like that, topical. Yeah, go ahead.
And it has a bioaccumulative effect. So it's an accumulative effect, right?
Totally. And it bonds with other things like aluminum. So that's why, and it carries these things to your brain and stuff. So it's even worse. It makes, I think there's another fancy name for it, which means it makes the other bad things even stronger and worse. Yeah, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Mm. And one more thing. The stuff that comes in our water.
And adjunctive?
Adjuvant or something like that. Yeah. And also, it's contaminated. This product we put in our water comes with lead and arsenic. It's on their lading sheet that comes, you know. It comes with mercury, lead, and arsenic, which there's no safe levels of those. It's insane. It's criminal. Well, you know, Aaron Brockovich was in Dallas.
Wait.
I know. I keep talking. I'll be quiet.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, there's the break. There's the music.
Okay.
There's the music.
Okay.
We'll get on the other side.
Okay.
I'm just boggled by this. I mean, everything that you just said, and she has the studies to back this up. I don't even know what to say at this point. Our will is going to have to push a little more on this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll continue on the other side, and we'll get to the really good news. I promise you there's really good news going on. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
We've heard from Daniel Estelin. There was an emergency in Toronto. There's a flash flood in his area, and basically it's going to take him about 3 hours to get home, so there's no way he's going to be able to make it. But he is going to come on later this week, either tomorrow or Friday, it looks like. So we'll keep up to date of that, but we're sorry for that Daniel couldn't be here. But we're very glad that Regina is, and talking about a very important subject. You know, the ADA, the dentist, I went over this with Mercury. The EPA, if you ask them, what are the safe levels of mercury to have in your body? They'll say zero. There is no safe level of mercury in your body. But yet the dentists for, you know, darn near 100 years feel like if they can pack some mercury, they used to mix it in their hand. You remember that? You know dentists had the highest rate of suicide or near the highest rate of suicide. Does anybody know that? They used to mix mercury in their hand to make the fillings, and they have the highest rate of suicide of any career. I mean, it's changing a little bit. There's still mercury that people are putting down. I learned a lot from this last dentist I went to. He was a holistic dentist talking about mercury. So those are the people, the ADA, who says it's still okay to do mercury fillings, and this dentist is somewhat ostracized to some degree for his stance. But yeah, we're supposed to listen to them about what's good and what we can put in our body and the fluoride and things. Are you kidding me? We eat the crops. Well, first, fluoride poison is sprayed on the crops. We eat the crops. We drink the water where fluoride, some cases, is naturally occurring. It's a different form. But then they add this adjunctive form of it, chemical form of it, which is like a supercharge of a destructive thing that binds with not only mercury, aluminum, what have you. It's bioaccumulative in our bodies. I mean, no wonder we're getting stupid. No wonder we can't fight. No wonder these globalists are winning or have won. But now we're waking up. And people like Regina are making it happen in this issue. There's a couple solutions on the other side. This is a short segment. I'm going to give you two solutions. There's two products that we have. Of course, it's a product. I get emails about these are infomercials. Of course, these are infomercials. This is one. This is how we're funded. Two, we want a solution for you. Are you kidding me? Somebody writes another stupid email about these are infomercials. Give me a break. I don't promote that much. I don't promote near as much. We're funded by you buying things. So that's, of course, I want to present these things to you. It's a solution. Okay, Regina, anyway, I'm off my soapbox now. Tell us about the good news.
Okay, and that's a great soapbox. You know, while I was waiting, the commercials that Amon, you know, Justin Amon, it's all these things, people are getting smarter, and they're trying to avoid the fluoride, and that's what we need to do. Okay. Did you say the good news? The good news. Okay, one of the good news is,
yes.
This is a really good news, okay, is Dr. Paul Connett and his son Michael Connett, who's a lawyer, they started 2 years ago going to the EPA and talking to the EPA about the fact that they're not upholding their job of watching the toxins that are going into the water. Well, a petition was put together, and a people's petition, it was very large and all this, but the EPA just blew it off and said, no, we're doing our job good. And they just ignored it. But because they denied this petition, it then gave them the opportunity to actually make a bring a lawsuit against the EPA. So Michael Connett and there were six nonprofits coming together, and they went forward with this. Okay, now the good news is the judge that looked at it, the EPA wanted it dismissed, because that's what they do also. They'll say dismiss it on the grounds that there's no grounds. But this judge said, no, they have tons of ground here, and I want to see this move forward. Okay, a month later, and this happened in December of 2017, so it's fresh, right? So a month later, they went to the judge again, and they had a hearing, and the EPA said, okay, you're moving it forward, but they shouldn't have any new discovery. No, whatever they had in their petition should be all that they can bring forward. And again, the judge was on our side, Dr. Connett's side, you know, that no, they will be able to run this trial just like a normal trial with no restrictions. And the he set up the date in August of 2019 for 2 weeks of trial. So the experts can come, and this is where we finally, just like in Dallas and all these people that are trying to fight these things at the city level, when the truth is out there, the science is on our side without a doubt. They have nothing on their side. They have propaganda and lies and the media that keeps propping it up, okay? And we have the truth. So they're getting independent. They haven't, and they have actually raised, and you know, normally these things are like, well, if we can raise the money, but they've raised the money to get the experts, and they're going to get they're going to get experts, and it's going to move forward. And we have a chance, a big chance, that this is going to ban fluoridation nationwide.
Oh, man, that is fantastic news. So April, so what'd you say, summer of 2019, so next year, about a year from now. We got a break. On the other side, we'll have more with Regina and this very important topic. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
I can tell you that investigators are holding a lot close to their chest, and they know quite a bit more than they want to give to the public.
A utility worker was killed near a Northern California wildfire as crews continued working in hot conditions to battle multiple blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown says the only thing you can expect is the unexpected.
Uncertainty is a part of life. We got tough times ahead, and no matter how comfortable you feel or how everything looks good, the part of wisdom is to be ready for what we don't know.
President Trump has said the federal government will help California out as well. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the year 2018, freedom is not a spectator sport. I mean, we could live off the accomplishments of our founding fathers, you know, maybe 100 years ago, certainly 50, probably whatever, to a large degree, and our life would be pretty good. At this point, 2018, it is not a spectator sport anymore, and our active participation is wanted by both sides. And when I say both sides, I mean the globalists want our will, and the patriots need our will, and the republic needs our will. So you can't stand idly on the sideline anymore. You're going to be pulled in one direction or another, and there's a polarizing effect in all the world going on right now. You can see it. There's a lot of landmines. There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of whatever it is. You know in your heart what's important to you. You know what in your life, your experiences. Nobody can tell you any different. No doctor, no radio host. I can't tell you. You know your life. You've seen what's been going on. originally we were going to have Daniel Estalon on, and this is kind of a God thing. I'm glad that Daniel, not that he's dealing with a flood, but I'm glad Regina was able to come on for an hour and a half so we could really get into this, because it's not just the information. Regina is a symbol in her life, and all the people that are working with her that are out there on the front line and say no. Not only no, but hell no. Like Cliven, Cliven Bundy. Yes. Remember Cliven on Friday? He said not only no, but hell no. And Regina represents that. And that's America, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's Patrick Henry. And the great promise, the great example, the great lesson of the American Revolution, the greatest example that we can have is that a minority of people that are willing to sacrifice everything for the truth are undefeatable.
Yes.
Undefeatable.
Yes.
And that's what Regina is. She's undefeatable. And that's what you are. You're undefeatable. And you're starting to learn that. When I say you, I mean us, America. We are starting to learn that. Now, I'm going to give you two solutions. Now, if Bill in Wyoming sends me another stupid email about how this is an infomercial, I don't know what he does for his life, but this is the kind of things I get, Regina. I'll present this information, and then I get trolls who want to attack me for presenting this. There's two solutions that I know of for fluoride. Two solutions. Once fluoride is in your body, there's halogen. Fluoride is a halogen. Bromide is a halogen. Chlorine. Chlorine is a halogen.
Right.
They seem to accumulate in the thyroid, the pineal gland, the brain, different places. One of the only things that I know that can bind with it is iodine, a good halogen. We sell the iodine over at the Power Mall. A very good form from Dr. Group, the detoxidine. That's actually what it's called, detoxidine, because it goes into your thyroid and different parts of your body, binds with the fluoride, binds with the chlorine, the bromide, the other things, detoxifies the pineal gland. There's a solution. Number two, don't put fluoride in your body. And the biggest culprit here is the water. Now, we sell at Numana, we have a water filter called a DuraFlow water filter. We sell ProPure water filters. We represent them. Our customers seem to like them. And I personally, the best filter is DuraFlow. It has end-of-life testing. It's been scientifically proven to remove 98% of fluoride. That is very difficult in one filter. You know, things like Berkey, even ProPure, they need a separate filter. If you have those containers like the Berkey containers, these filters fit in those. The DuraFlow filters, you can call Jay at the Power Mall. You can call Numana.com. You can call and ask about DuraFlow filters, not the ProPure filters, the DuraFlow filters. Scientifically proven to remove 98% of the fluoride in the water. I can't even tell you what a leap forward this is in technology and gravity-fed type water filters. So those are two solutions for you and two things that you can do. Of course, we've got all the other specials at the Power Mall. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You owe it to your children. Right now in Michigan, another municipality, some more, you know about Flint, Michigan? Well, another one, the deterioration of the infrastructure is going on, and another community is having water problems. I don't drink tap water. I don't. Period. That's it. And these are two solutions for you I think are fantastic. Getting back to Regina. Regina?
Yes, sir.
We got about 15-20 minutes of airtime left.
Okay. I love you. I love everything you're saying. And if anyone's going to pick on you, I tell you what, consider the source, because you are trying to help people. You are trying to help people. And I've been remiss. I used to buy a lot more things from the Power Hour. And you know how you get out of the habit? But I'm placing an order when I get off the phone without a shadow of a doubt, because I do want to support you. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's infectious. When people start getting out there and doing something, like you said, just hand out any pamphlet or something. And when you see a response, you'll get encouraged to do more. And we all need to do more. So thank you for being there and offering these solutions for people. This fluoride is just really just one of the things. But, yes, I'm sorry. So we got the last few minutes. You want me to do what with it? Tell me.
Well, you know, I was going to say something. Joyce was the best salesman there ever was. I'm not that person. That's Joyce could sell ice to an Eskimo. I'm much more, you know, it's there if you want it. You know, I don't know what the... Oh, there's only one Joyce. There ain't no doubt about that. But there's only one you. Then there's only one me. And there's only one everybody's listening. There's only one of you. And you have been created at this time to be here at this time. And so the annals of all history, yes, you're right here right now. So do something with it. So we have a few, we have probably about, I don't know, 12, 15 minutes of actual airtime left. In the remaining time, you go, what's important to you about fluoride or about anything? Go ahead.
Okay, I do, as much as the beginning especially, I was more or less telling you, 5 years of trying and trying and trying, and it almost sounded like I was saying it doesn't make a difference, but it does. Because I believe that it is, fluoridation's going to end, without a shadow of a doubt. And all I'm hoping is to make it sooner, because people, there's a lot of people that have no idea how bad fluoride is, and a lot of baby formula is powder, and they add tap water to it. And a baby under 6 months old should have zero fluoride, okay? So even though some of these people say that your body, you know, can use, you know, or can tolerate up to 0.7 or whatever, but babies, it's really, really bad. So that's sad to me that this is going on for that reason, the people that have no idea about it or a way to get away from it. You know, they're fluoridating because they're trying to help the people in the poverty areas because they don't have access to fluoride for their teeth. Yet these people don't have access to getting the filters either or to buying bottled water. When they have a limited income, they're not going to be carrying bottled water home like I do. I mean, I have filtration systems. I have that. I mean, I am able to avoid the fluoride in my life, but a lot of these people aren't, and I think that's criminal. And speaking of criminal, whenever I say the word criminal, it reminds me because Aaron Brockovich had come to Dallas because the Dallas area, and I was involved with that too, because there's other problems with our water. There's serious problems with our water that are not just the fluoride, but when the fluoride's in there with the other serious problems in the water, which are byproducts of the way they treat the water, okay, with the it's called chloramine, okay? The fluoride even makes that worse. Well, Aaron Brockovich was in Dallas and a big crowd, and someone asked the question, well, how do you feel about fluoride in the water? And her answer was, her and her technician was, it's criminal. And it is criminal. There's nothing good about it. It needs to end. And I'm praying, and I say, with God's help, you know, because this is a God thing, and this is a God thing that I'm on the phone with you. I was not supposed to be on right now, and I'm ad-libbing all this because I'm in the car, and I'm not, I've never been a good person with details unless I have them written down, like dates and time. But listen, people out there, you don't have to be good at that. You just have to be willing to go and stand in front of the city council and let them know that you don't want them to do this anymore. At least get it on the record that you're saying, I don't want this anymore. Because behind the scenes, I know of 4 council members right now that have said, when it comes up for a vote again, they will vote no. Okay? Now, we need to have 8 to get it stopped, right? But we're getting there. They wouldn't say that before. Now, they're not strong enough to say, we're going to bring it up for a vote. They're just waiting until the contract comes up again. Because in most cities, so people in smaller areas, you have a better opportunity. If you live in a small town, go to your city council, bring it up. Dallas is big, you know, and they don't want to be in the newspapers because there's only the 9 top cities, you know, in America are all fluoridating, and they don't want to be the one that changes. Unfortunately, I tell them, be the hero that changes, you know, but in your small areas, you have a greater influence sometimes. So like San Marcos, 2 years ago, 64, they did get it on the ballot. They were able to do that. 64% of the people said no to fluoride. So it was stopped.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. Oh, this happens in the smaller areas. Yeah. There are, you can have influence in the smaller areas because putting this in the water costs money. It costs $1 million in Dallas. They say they don't have enough money for other things, but they're putting $1 million into putting a poison in the water.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know where else to go with this except that there is hope. There is hope. I that's why I keep doing it. I got voted one of the 10 top most embarrassing people in North Texas. I'm embarrassing. That's what they wrote in the article.
Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You know, scheduled to come on tomorrow. I think I got to talk to Catherine, but he's going to be on this week, maybe tomorrow. Lo Ponte is going to be on also, Robert Tactalian. Lo Ponte, a prolific writer, Reader's Digest, he was involved with years. He has a really interesting perspective on the invisible wall being put up around America and also the EU. What is the EU and some of the history? Fascinating, really fascinating. We're ending with Regina here. Regina, now, you've had a lot of success. When I say you, I mean your group, this whole fluoride-free movement throughout America has had pockets of success in different places. One of the biggest wins, and this surprised me, was about the Republican Party. Go ahead and discuss that, if you would.
Anyone who's been involved with the Republican or the Democrat Party, they have a platform, And so there's a process, and it's a timely process. You go in at the precinct level and the district level and the county level and then the state level to bring a resolution forward. Well, be it resolved that the Republican Party of Texas has in their platform that the Republican Party of Texas believes they should ban fluoridation in the state of Texas. So that is,
wow.
And it was voted on, 80% of the people at the last convention, which was just in June, said that they believe in banning fluoridation. So this is what I was saying to you. More, and you're not there and you don't educate on all these things, you know? I mean, as the resolution's going forward, you speak on it for a few minutes, but it can be denied at any time. But it went through all the rigors to get to the state convention, and at the state convention, 5-1 voted. So it was like 6,000 people voted to ban fluoridation in the state of Texas. This is very big. And this can be a tool. I mean, Texas is a Republican state, pretty much. It can be a tool used for the politicians saying, look, the Republican Party says to ban fluoridation. And I've talked to other people in the Democrat Party because, you know, fluoridation should be a Democrat issue, too. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, so some other people said they hadn't thought of it. And this is the only state that has done this. And guess what? It was started in Dallas, by the way. But it's
of course.
Yeah. So this is big. And it was like, wow, hadn't thought about doing that. So there's other ideas out there for moving it forward. So
let me ask you a question, make a comment about that. Now, politicians, the city councilmen, you know, part of this, as you hear the story, of course, the conspiracy goes up in your mind, and obviously somewhere, somehow, something's going on here where people are getting benefit or paid or forced or pushed or manipulated or scared or whatever. Something's going on. But then human nature on the other side, some of these city councilmen, I'm sure they just don't want to be the first one. Like you said, they need cover. They don't want to jump out on the ledge. Republican Party coming out like this gives them a lot of cover to say, oh, well, the Republican Party, this is, so it gives them cover.
Exactly.
Has anybody from the Republican Party, because this is on their platform, has anybody from the Republican Party put pressure on these municipalities, including Dallas, to say, hey, you're Republican, this is our platform, we want you to do this?
No, but they should. And let me tell you, my state senator, okay, he's Don Huffines. He's a Christian, you know, strong. He stands up for all, you know, the Second Amendment and everything. He had told me before that he would move it forward in the for a state issue. See, every state can ban fluoridation statewide, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, and this will give him more cover. I mean, this just, like I say, basically pretty much happened. I need to approach him and say, because he was willing to do it, but he was putting all these other ones forward at the time, and this wasn't as big a priority. But this gives them big cover. I mean, yeah, this is big. And other states can do this. Mm. I mean, it's something that can be done. But that's what they need. You're right. I've always said that a politician, you either have to have a lot of money or a lot of people, and then they listen, you know? So this, in essence, is a lot of people. I'm saying to them, look, 6,000 people that came to a convention, okay, so you got to say that each one of those represents a lot more people. You know what I mean? So these are the activists that came there.
80% too.
Yeah, 80%. Said yes. They put their neck up. This wasn't like they were worried that this was a conspiracy issue. This is a scientific issue. And so Wednesday I'm speaking to the Dallas City Council, so I'm going to bring this up to them. This is my opportunity. They were on vacation for a month, so. But I'll be speaking to them. Actually, it'll be next month, not this Sunday. But anyway,
well, maybe
I
you could take. Then that's a tact I would take. I would take, you know, 6,000 people were at the Republican convention, and 80% of them voted for this. You're behind the times. You guys are lagging. It's not, you
right.
Don't have to jump off the ledge. People are already there. You're the one, we're dragging you just to be equal with everybody.
That's very good.
Where are you?
You're right. That's very good. I like the way you put that.
You can say and that. So, I know you can get in their face and say that. Say 6,000 people were at this convention, and 80% of them, that's what they want. It's on the platform. The Republican Party's platform is to get rid of fluoride out of Texas. And you're sitting here arguing about stupid China studies or Venezuelan studies.
Right.
Get with the times. Wake up here, buddy.
All right, and we'll record it, and I'll send it to you that I said that. How's that? But you know, one thing I got it. Is it a deal? I'll try to make you proud. But you know, my website is Dallas for Safer, not safe, but Safer Water. Okay. And someone said I should have used safe, but I said no. We're just trying to make it safer. Okay. I'm not saying that we're going to get all of the fluoride out. And so .com. But then I also want to say is FluorideActionNetwork.org. That's the Paul Connett one. And what's really great is he'll have the interviews of he was on the Corbett Report talking about this this court case that's coming up. And also there's this girl, and her name is Melissa G-I-L-L-A-N, I think. Anyways, it'll be on the front when you go to the both mine. Melissa, I call her Melissa, but her name was Gilbert, but then she got married, and then I'm in my car, and I don't have her last name. But she's a wonderful young girl that made, like, a 7-minute video about fluoride. It's really good. It tells the whole thing in, like, 7 minutes. And she's also got a petition going, and she wrote a book. And there's a great big connection between fluoride and acne. So, I mean, it's funny. You can get people in all different areas, but if it's a beauty aspect even or, you know, something like that. And so she wrote a great book, and Dr. Connett will have that on his website. I have it on mine, too, but he has the more updated stuff. So FluorideActionNetwork.org. Okay.
Fluoride Action Network in Dallas for Safer Water, right? Dallas
That's
for Safer Water. .com and Fluoride Action Network. We got about 30 seconds, a minute. Last thought is yours.
Thank you so much. And I hope people listening to this will do their part of for their own self, avoiding the fluoride, and pass it on to other people that they need to do the same. And buy your products from the Power Hour. And I love you all, and thank you. Bye
God
for
bless
now.
You, Regina. There she goes. Bye, Regina. A real American. There's an American. You want to see an American 1776? There she goes. It's hard to give greater praise. I'm so inspired by people like this. This is what we need right now. This is the times we live in, ladies and gentlemen. So glad that you joined us again. Great show tomorrow. Come back and join us. ThePowerHour.com. See ya.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.